Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with me right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency every Thursday night or any other time that I may be speaking, I am so grateful and so prayerful that you are always receiving more inspiration to go deeper, to reach higher, to be in that space and place of realization where your real eye is seeing and being activated to have an understanding, an understanding, and the care to be resolutely standing with the absolute and supreme intelligence that is the source of all being, that is beating our hearts, breathing us. It's all pervasive. It's ever present. There is nowhere where it is not. We are all immersed in the reality of its presence. And we have all been gifted so much of its presence that is animating us. We're so perfectly and divinely designed that in this now moment, we're having to take and make it our responsibility to remember how perfectly and divinely designed we are. Not by men, not by doctors, physicians, pharmacists, farmers, psychologists, psychiatrists, judges, none of them have designed us. But we have been influenced by a system that has supported us in not respecting and honoring and caring to truly optimize our own cellular functioning so that we are in place and space where we can literally walk in the light of the truth of the ones that we actually are as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. I'm so very grateful to be voice, to remind us that we are truly so absolutely and divinely blessed with each and every breath and every beat of our heart. Because nothing that we can beg, borrow, steal, be awarded or rewarded that is greater than that which we have already been given. And now to come to this place and space where we cherish and we treasure the gift that is life. Because there is no greater gift. There's no greater wealth. There's no greater richness. Then why are the people impoverished? If life is the greatest gift and the greatest wealth. And to take all of the money and all of the currencies and all of the coin that's ever been printed and minted, it doesn't have the value of one beat of our heart or one breath that we take. So I am so grateful to be one to remind us of how infinitely and divinely blessed we are to be the evidence of such richness and such wealth that is our intelligence, that is our gift, that is our talents, our skills, our abilities, our capacity to truly be in place and space where we are literally having the opportunity to honor and glorify the lineages that we represent. To come to a point in place where we can reverse all sickness, illness, and disease. To be in a place and space where we are reconstituting our bodies to be 80% highly charged, mineralized water so that we are able to reprogram towards the absolute truth and the absolute reality, which is what we were told to know the truth, and the truth would make us free. The truth that we are these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. The truth that we are so absolutely and divinely blessed, but there is purpose in being that has nothing to do with being successful capitalists, successful business owners, successful thieves, successful anything other than walking in the light of the truth of the supreme intelligence that we each are as these points of the presence of God. But to have us in a place where we don't want to be godly, we don't feel as though it's our responsibility to be disciplined as disciples of truth, that it's just about having jobs and being employed and having a nice place to live and nice things. And you will never have a nicer thing than your body that has the capacity to consistently regenerate, rejuvenate, and so that you are being revitalized and revivified so that as you are truly maturing, as the core of your being is having the opportunity for maturation, that you are the blossoming of the presence of God, moving into eldership, imbued with such wisdom and light, having been disciplined and obedient, having mastered yourself, coming to a point and place where you have loved this absolute and supreme intelligence with your whole body, heart, mind, with all of your might, that you have cared to walk in this supreme intelligence of who you are to the honor and glory of the lineages through whom we've come, whose names we can call and those whose names we will never know. But many ones want to speak to the political, and we want to speak to the economic, and we want to speak to the social, and we want to speak to all of the issues of society without returning to the absolute truth that we have been warred against, and our blood has been defiled and poisoned, and the spirit is literally steeped in sewage in these bodies that have been overrun with the flesh of rotting pigs and cows and turkeys and chicken and alcohol and tobacco and sugar, and those ones who are on the front line of seeing the psychosis and the disease that all of this has created are not on the front line of caring to shift and flip this script and begin to exercise the right of supreme intelligence to advocate for the right of all beings to have the right to their lives and the right for our children to not be poisoned with artificial colors and flavors and all of these treats that we get from the breakfast cereals and all of this stuff that we all were fed like kids and now are not able to really function in the fullness of the divinity, the sanctity, the sacredness of who and whose we are. We are in a place and space where we have to realize that our purpose in being on the planet is to be purposed as beings that of supreme intelligence. And intelligence doesn't undermine itself. It doesn't destroy its environment. It does not kill and murder and maim and rape and violate and whatnot, because what we do unto others will be done unto us. We have to realize that there is absolute law that governs our lives, and being in a place where nobody is absolved of the responsibility to be in the law, but to come to the point where we understand that love is the fulfillment of the law. And that love is the harmony of the truth, that we are all so divinely blessed, animated, enriched, and obligated to respect and reverence and appreciate the gift of being, the activity of existence. Everybody has life. Everybody's not committed to living. Everybody has breath and heartbeat. Everybody has not committed to the source of that which beats their heart and breathes them. And in this now moment, we're having to realize that that's how you get leverage over a system that has put you in a place where you feel as though you have the right to be wrong. You have the free will to be enslaved to whatever appetite, desire, lust, or passion that you care to cultivate, but you have not made these choices in and of yourself. You have been commercially sublimated, behaviorally modified to put you in a place where you feel as though you're entitled to be killing yourself, drinking and smoking and spewing and wasting away. And so, yes, I care to be the one that I am to remind us of how beautiful this experience of living actually is in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, as points of presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, immortal points of presence that have been gifted to the realm, to this realm. We're serving life sentences, but every sentence is not the same. And to realize that we're serving a life sentence on a planet that is literally as big as a period at the end of a sentence within this universe and galaxy in which we're in flotation and rotation, and then we have no respect, we have no reverence, we have no appreciation, we have no, you're not in your gratitude and thanksgiving for the gift of being. Your gratitude and thanksgiving is based on somebody giving you something else, somebody, your bank account. Your gratitude and thanksgiving is based on money, is based on all these other things. And I'm saying, no, let's realize how blessed we are to have been given the gift of life. And nobody has the right by law to rob us of the integrity of the essence of ourselves. And so people will say, oh, well, you know, we're all energy, and energy cannot be created nor destroyed. It's merely transformed. I'm saying, but the energy is being depleted. There are those ones who have been on their archaeological and digs and whatnot in anthropological research and discovering and uncovering the gifts and the talents and the artifacts of ones and ones who are no longer visibly present. And then these things are stored at the Vatican and all at the museums and all of this. And these people have greater respect for the things of the people than the people themselves. To be under the influences of those who've been wrong for so long puts us in a position where we have to care, to be rightly aligned with the will of existence, to be in a place and space where we have restoring ourselves. We are cultivating and investing in the wealth of ourselves. We are realizing that money does not make us, that that which has made us and has shaped us has given us the capacity to function in its behalf as these points of its own very presence, that we have the opportunity to be brilliant and radiant in the wisdom and the light of supreme intelligence. We have the capacity to create a greater way to ensure the progression of our lineages, to reverse the issues that have crystallized in the tissues as a result of the filth that has been charged upon the blood by virtue of a bastardized food system. And when we talk about people changing the frequency of their, of what it is they're consuming, it'll be like, well, where you gonna get your protein and how you gonna get your B12? And I'm saying, you all have not been eating for nutritional anything, because you don't get any real nutrition from rotting carcass in your body temple. You're not getting anything from the pancakes, waffles, breads, biscuits, pastas, pastries, and all this stuff that's creating all this paste, that's holding all this mucus, that's providing the ideal environment for the proliferation of worms and organisms and parasites and whatnot. No, this, y'all have not been eating for nutrition. What have you been eating for? People say, oh, well, it's just, you know, my comfort food. But then when you realize there's no comfort in dying, there's no comfort in being racked with pain and paying the price of not honoring your perfect and divine design. We can do better than this. And we must do better than this, because there's no real way to truly prosper if you are not committed to the laws that govern life. And those ones who will say, oh, well, you know, they do it for the money. And I'm saying, the reality of it is that when you are really committed to prospering, then you have to be committed to law. When you're fully committed to prospering, then you have to acknowledge the wealth and the truth and the faculties of God that you have been given and utilize them towards your greater good. In order to truly prosper, you have to exalt a full effort in your living to harmonize with the will of existence, to be in the covering and the protection and the grace, so that you are not creating disease, but you are clearing and cleansing and consecrating your body as temple for the re-enthronement of the true spirit of the living God, goddess, that is your absolute truth. See, there are a lot of ones who are saying a lot of things, but the issue is, it's not just what we're saying, it's how we're being. And there's so much information, so much knowledge, so many ones influencing you towards so many different things. But being influenced towards fulfilling purpose in existence, being influenced to be disciples of truth and bearers of light, being influenced so that you are consciously carrying on a daily basis to clear, cleanse, purify, renew, rebirth, regenerate, rejuvenate, revitalize, and revivify these body temples, so that we are no longer being herded like cash cows in multi-trillion dollar business of sickness, illness, and disease. And to understand the collective power that we have in our literally coming to this place and space where we're not about it. So whatever you are doing to generate a paper currency in the exchange of your life currency for wage or business or your values and what you're providing, your services and products or whatever, however it is you are generating cash flow, taking any of it and buying alcohol and tobacco and the flesh of dead animals and all of this is literally a waste of your currency. And bringing these things into your body is depleting your life currency. And you will never have a greater currency than your life currency. So wisdom would have us be in a place where we are literally investing and increasing our life currency, so that we are consistently regenerating, rejuvenating, revitalizing. And as we're maturing, we have the opportunity to really be clearer, cleaner vehicles and vessels of the love of God, the light of God, the truth of God, the peace of God, the poise of God. And for those who are uncomfortable with the word God, then being a clearer, cleaner vehicle and vessel for absolute and supreme intelligence. Being a clearer, cleaner vehicle and vessel for wisdom and light and truth. To have an understanding and an understanding as to how to transcend, transform, and transmute all of this to serve our greater good so that we are fully participatory in our liberation as the emergence of the queendoms and kingdoms of light upon the planet. And light is the only sovereignty possible over the lies, the belief systems that put us in a place where we believe that taking a chemical is going to help alleviate the issues that have crystallized in your tissues from years of accumulation, saturation, contraindication of nitrates, BHA, BHT, artificial colors, pesticides, herbicides, all of this. So the body's already poisoned. You're going to take more chemicals to do what with the poison? That's a belief system. It's a lie. It's a medical. This is what the medical profession is perpetuating. The pharmacy, the pharmacology. Without giving you any support in understanding your perfect and divine design, because they have never applied themselves towards understanding the perfect and divine design of the body, even though they had to understand some of the anatomy and the biology and the physiology and all of this in order to be degreed as medical professionals and then not have sense enough to help facilitate the cleansing of the system. Because dialysizing someone that's 250 pounds is not cleansing them. Subjecting them to a process that literally dries their kidneys up so that they are no longer able to urinate and they have to be on machines in order to do it is not healing. Having our breasts removed and our uteruses taken out and the prostate removed and all of this is not healing. And how is it that we are immersed in such divinity under a sun that provides everything on a planet that is providing everything? And then we have no faith in that which is the intelligence and the source of that which is the source and maintainer and sustainer of our lives, and then we don't trust it. And so, yes, I'm encouraging us to realize that our time to care, to respond correctly and directly to the warfare that is being issued against us at the cellular level with all of the meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, and fish, we are able to literally exert a full effort in restoring the integrity of our optimum cellular functioning by facilitating a daily clearing, cleansing, purification with that which is water-based, our herbs, that which is minerals, our salts, our clays, and that which is fruit and vegetation. And to facilitate opening up the channels of elimination so that all of the residues that are being loosened up by the body because of its perfect and divine functioning, that it is cleansing daily, then we just have the opportunity to facilitate that process. And none of the political, none of the economic, none of the conversations about gentrification and all of the things that people are talking about when they are not addressing the explosion of sickness, illness, disease, and death. As if there could be some success in life when you have more people sick, ill, and diseased than before, than ever before. So this now moment of ours is calling us to be intensely intentional in caring to clear, cleanse, consecrate, purify, and be renewed and rebirth. That which people talk about in terms of getting over generational curses and whatnot. I'm saying our generations are not cursed. We have been poisoned. And those poisons linger in our DNA. And a lot of the pain and the suffering and the violation has been transferred to each generation. It's not the curses. It's the toxicity. It's the drug residues. It's the alcohol residues. It's the tobacco residues. It's those things that have literally undermined the next generation, which is what the agenda of depopulation genocide is, to ensure the deterioration of the lineage for the express purpose of phasing our lineages out of existence. And you really don't hear anybody really addressing this as what we and how people are participating through the alcoholism and the drug abuse and the misuse and all of the things that are ravaging our families to the degree to which we are not on one accord with the desire to live, with the respect and the reverence and the appreciation and the gratitude of what our lineages have gifted us in terms of our grand and great grands and great 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 grands and great 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 and all of these ones. And so where we are now as women, to really have an understanding that we are being called as the real warriors at this particular point in time. Not warriors, but warriors in terms of our right response, our strategizing by virtue of our own daily stance in how we are responding correctly and directly to the war against us, so that we are consciously caring to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirth, regenerated, rejuvenated, so that we are regaining our footing upon the path of life and our duty, obligation, and responsibility as the perpetuator of lineages. Whether we bring children through our own wombs or not. And to be restored in the integrity of what manhood actually is as godhood unfolding. To ensure the grace and protection, the provision, the creativity, the sense of security for women and children. The intention of the genocide, the divisiveness, divide and conquer frequency, to have each individual be divided within themselves so that there are certain things that we do in our best interest. And then there's certain things that we do that are not in our best interest. And then there are certain things that you do that are truly detrimental. So that it's very difficult to come together with other ones and be the insurance of the perpetuation of the lineages that you represent. To understand what it requires in the cultivation of marriages and relationships. That under the male patriarchal and domination and the masochistic type of frequency, men feel as though they are having to control women. That they're not real men if they don't try to control a woman. You cannot control a woman and be happy. And a woman who submits to being controlled and is not under the auspices of her own divine guidance and intuition is not able to truly serve in her fullness of her capacity as mother, as wife, as grandmother, as great-grandmother. And what we're seeing is so many ones who never really experienced what real love, what it is to be really loved and really loving beyond the manipulation. Because there are those, it's like they ain't got nothing to say to you until they want something. These ones, it's like if you don't do this, then they will not give anything to you. We're in a place and space where we have to know real love that is unconditional, that is life supporting, that is validating, that is enriching, encouraging, inspiring, supportive of greater harmony and peace, cooperation, collaboration, collectivity. Love is the healing. Love is a power. Love is a force. Love is the fulfillment of the law. And you cannot be in it and have your bloodstream permeated with the acidity and the chemicals and the rot of violated carcasses. You cannot be in love and be in violation of the laws that govern existence itself. We can think that we do love, but the actuality of what love actually is being in harmony with that which is the source of your being and loving that source with your whole body, heart, mind, with all of your might, as the way that you honor and glorify the lineages through whom you've come. And you consciously care to be in place and space where you are fully, actively, committedly, consistently recommitting to standing on behalf of life itself, clearing, cleansing, consecrating, purifying, renewing, rebirthing, regenerating, rejuvenating, for the purpose of being a clear, clean vessel of absolute love, light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, potency, integrity, high ethic, morality, sensibility, and to be restored as the emergence of the queendoms and kingdoms of God upon this planet, where you care to be truly successful. That is what success actually is, which allows us to get off the planet without having died. You're in tune to the meaning of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. And so I'm so grateful for your caring to be with me in this now moment, because you could be doing so many other things, and I am always prayerful that you listen so that you are inspired to go higher, to reach deeper. You listen because you find value in the message, as repetitive as it may be, to know that we have been inundated with so much of that which isn't beautiful. It ain't nice. It's just downright freaking disenchanting. Unnecessary. And see, that's the other aspect of it, is that we are steeped in all of this stuff in the midst of dwelling in the reality of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, consistently slapped in the face by the righteous indignation of ones and ones who don't care to be rightly aligned, who don't care to change, who don't care to shift, who don't want to make a difference, who would rather continue to eat themselves to death and drink themselves to death and smoke themselves to death and then do it and then not really do it with the awareness that they're killing themselves. And then when you say something about it, be like, well, you know, you got to die from something. And I'm saying, see, y'all don't want to be told... You don't want to be said, okay, y'all just go on and keep killing yourselves. Just kill yourselves and get the hell on. But that's like, oh, well, Adama, that ain't right. But the issue is, why are we flirting with death in the realm of eternity? And so it's just completely antithetical to what it is to be human, to feel entitled, to be undermining yourselves and yourself. And this is why we have to really kind of hear it over and over and over again, because you're hearing it over again allows you to come to a thought about what more you could be asking for and creating with your life, for your life on a daily basis, because what we have learned to do, we do it repetitively. You get up in the morning, you have your morning rituals, whether it's getting your coffee, getting your newspaper, getting into the shower, getting into the tub, how you take care of yourself, your outer hygiene. You understand, you are consistently steeped in repetition. All right, but to hear the truth of the bastardizing impact and effect of a death culture in our lives. Y'all don't want to hear that consistently, but those of you who are listening, you're hearing it consistently, and I'm addressing it, and you're seeing it consistently. And so at this particular point, we're consistently being called to make better choices for ourselves and our lives and our children and our lineages. And many ones do not want to be held to any accountability or responsibility for right action in this now moment, because we have been sold that, you know, we have the right to our own opinion and our own theories, that, you know, you can't force the truth upon us, but they force the lie on you. You understand? They don't want to force the truth on you. Now, having come into a realm where everybody was exalting a full effort in the living, and you were nourished and cultivated in love and developed consciously with fresh fruit and water and vegetation, and your educational and religious training supported you in realizing the divinity and the truth of yourself, and cultivated you by virtue of your self-knowing and looking at and giving you the keys to your self-realization and self-unfoldment, then y'all wouldn't have said, oh, well, they forced that on us. It was just what you were given. And given that, in terms of what our duty, obligation, and responsibility actually is as parents and grandparents and teachers and all of that, is to ensure the progression of people. But what we got in terms of the miseducation and all of the behavior modification that is the assault upon the cells of the artificial colors and flavors and nitrates and nitrites and pesticides, herbicides, antibiotics, and all of this, that's being forced upon you. It's not the truth that's being forced upon you. It's the oppression at the cellular level that has been forced upon you. And now you're having the opportunity to respond correctly and directly by making choices daily to no longer participate in undermining yourselves and yourself. Because you understand that there is an agenda to have you divided within yourself, so that you are not exalting a full effort in your living, your loving, your exertion of your will to be in harmony with the will of existence and the love of this absolute and supreme reality that is literally eternity. So you walk on the planet, you get your head down so much upon the earth that you forget that you're in space. And that space that we are in flotation and rotation divinely, is eternity. We should not be dying here. And so this consistency of my conversation and addressing it so that we are able to respond, and we realize that our bodies are perfect. And the only imperfection exists as a result of our not having been supported by the food industry, by the churches, by the school systems and whatnot, in accepting it and then facilitating it. And so when doctors and nurses are not knowing how to create the most expeditious facilitation of your healing, now they're good at their procedures, but sometimes the procedures are not even as necessary. You understand that if you've got infection, then they're going to assault your body with antibiotics, right? But they're not going to look for the source of the infection. And they're not going to tell you how to cleanse from the infection. So they're poisoning the infection. So when we talk in infection, we're talking organism. We're talking bacteria, we're talking viruses. But to be eating the flesh of dead animals introduces these organisms and bacteria and worms and parasites and all of this into your body. All right, but then they don't want you to do anything. They don't even ask you what you're eating. All right, so just poisoning or killing the infection, killing the organisms, doesn't get the dead organisms out of your body. And then the more mucus producing things that you're consuming in terms of the breads, the rice, the beans, the eggs, the cheese and whatnot, then you are literally preventing the dead organisms to be able to get out. And then the other organisms are loving all of that mucus and they're reproducing anyway. So you keep the infection, the urinary tract infections, the vaginal infections, and then you create these cysts upon the ovaries and upon your liver and the tumors and stuff that begin to grow because the body is so perfect and it's isolating all of this garbage that should be eliminated from the system. So yes, I am saying that when we care to see something different outside of the externalization, we have to create the difference internally. And that's the responsibility we have in clearing and cleansing the blood and coming to a point and place where we accept our perfection. And we are harmonizing with the will of God, because the intention of the intelligence of our being was not so that we are here to suffer. It is not conscious. There is no effort that the intelligence of existence is forcing upon us, that which is suffering. Well, God ain't gonna give you no more than what you can handle. I'm saying God didn't give you this. God gave you so much of itself, and it gave you law, and it gave you fruit and vegetation and herbs and sunshine and fresh air and greens and birds and bees and things that make your life just absolutely divine. You're living on a planet that is freaking paradise, right? So that's what God gave us. And then we're creating all of this filth because of the death industries. And how is it that people can get you to serve them and there's no benefit? Yes, you're getting paid to do it. But packaging, producing, manufacturing, distributing that which has no substance, and then marketing it and advertising it and distributing it and putting it available for people to consume, and it has no substance. It has nothing that the body can utilize as fuel. But this is multi-trillion dollar business, so the people themselves will have to stop supporting their own demise in order for the industries of death to die out. So as long as you are the perpetuators, the sowers of the seeds of sickness, illness, and disease, then you will have a tragic date with fate, because it is absolute law that you will reap a harvest that is consistent with the nature of the seeds that you have sown. Now, ones and ones may want to exclude themselves from the participation of it, even though you work for these companies. And I'm saying you're working for these companies. Is the sowing of the seeds in the misuse of your life force and your life currency in the production, the manufacture, distribution, the advertising, and of all of the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the alcohol, tobacco, and all of these things that are literally the foundation of all of the filth upon the planet, when the planet itself has no filth? There's dirt, there's silt, there's sand, there's mud, but there's no filth. The filth is the refuse from the death industries. But the real filth from the death industry is in the people, in the bloodstream, in the lymph system, in the tumors that's caused the cancers and the heart disease and the diabetes and all of these things that are creating all of these other things that are supposedly helping to maintain and sustain the body, what they're calling life support. And I'm saying you don't need to wait until you're next to your last breath or your last heartbeat to get life support. You need support for your life on a daily basis. But to have death support on a daily basis and then get to a point where you can hardly breathe and you can hardly do anything, and then they call it life support and have you on life support, and then they take you off life support because they need the bed. And the family is not wanting you to be off life support, but the family didn't support your life the whole time. And so we're having to get a grip and realize, no, everyone is here for the purpose of exalting life, perpetuating life, rejoicing in the gift and the blessedness of living. Everybody is here to serve life. Life serves everything and everybody. Nobody is here to participate in death. That's not purpose in being. Nobody is here to participate in killing. That's not purpose. That's the devil in you. You understand? Where you don't feel no way. You don't feel no way. And so we see how everybody's been given intelligence and people use or misuse their intelligence for their own purposes. So some people, they have the most, they're able to create the most just amazing ways of stealing and killing and usurping and bastardizing. This is what the corporate deities of death have done. Their advertising and whatnot is just such where they have really got y'all in a place where you don't feel any degree of responsibility to honor your life. That's the behavior modification that has come as a result of the impact and the effect of behavior modifying chemicals that have been disguised as flavor enhancers and shelf stabilizers and artificial colors and flavors, in addition to the nitrates, nitrites, the BHA, BHT, the Cinnamon breakfast cereals, and all of the other chemicals that are now saturating your tissue. So yes, I'm reminding you that you can be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized. And as we do that work, the death industries have to die. I say this, y'all remember when we were little, there was a cartoon that had the sheepdog and the wolf, and they would check in every day. They took their time cards in. Good morning, Harry. Good morning, Frank, or whatever the names were, right? And then they get busy, the wolf trying to get the sheep and the sheepdog trying to protect the sheep and whatnot. And they end up beating each other up and whatnot, all of that. And the sheep just going on and doing what they do, kind of oblivious to the warfare that's going on around them, right? And then they clock out at the end of the day. Good night, Harry. Good night, Harry. Good night, Frank, whatever. And I'm saying this is kind of how the life is here. Clocking in every day. And there are those who are working towards the detriment of the people. And there are those who are trying to put band-aids on cancer of the people. And the people are just doing whatever they want to do. And I'm just saying at this particular point in time, let's stop the foolishness. Let's come to a point and place where you are intentionally intentional in being successful in your life. And coming to a point and place where you are uncompromising with these entities and efforts and whatnot. And a lot of ones really don't even understand that once you begin to literally phase off of the standard American diet and the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken and fish and all of this, then your body moves into cleanse mode. So most of you will experience waste loss. It doesn't mean that the chemicals get out of the system. It means that the body will isolate those chemicals and store them and wrap them in mucus from more nuts and flour products that you think you're vegan, but the issue is you're not vegan because you are still filled with the rot of carcasses and all of the mucus and all of this stuff, so that the body is literally having to go through the process of deeper cleansing, conscious, intentional cleansing, particularly where you have so much ink, you know, and it's really heart-wrenching to see how much ink people have put over their bodies and without thinking about where the ink pools. Where does it go? Anything that we put on our skin gets into our bloodstream, but then you're not thinking about how that affects you when you're cleansing and then you stop. So the conscious intention to release on a daily basis what the body is indeed loosening up, that includes a lot of chemicals. And for those who don't have tattoos, you still have nitrates, nitrites, BHA, BHT, artificial colors, artificial flavors. If you smoked, if you did any of the recreational drugs, if you did the ecstasy, if you did the LSD, if you did the crack, if you did the heroin, if you did any of the pharmaceutical drugs, all of these drugs are still held in the mucus of the system. So we're consciously caring to advocate for a mucusless regimen because the mucus becomes hardened and it facilitates the crystallization of all of this stuff. And so you'll find that ones and ones who are in the fitness frequency and all of the exercise, and you just exercise and sculpting sludge and you building up the body and you haven't done anything to cleanse all of this stuff, and then you just popping more protein and eating more eggs and doing more carbs and you running and running and running, and next thing you know, you got cancer, you got Lou Gehrig's disease, you got, you know, the atrophy of your muscles because now there's so much acidity there. You understand? So what I'm just saying is that we have to begin to realize that the body is perfectly and divinely designed, and we're 80% water. And so the whole thought that you've got to be pumped up like bricks, you know, hardened muscle mass, without the understanding that your body is 80% water. You need the fluidity of the water. Why? Because the water holds the frequency and the vibration of your love, your light, your prayers, your programming. We're reprogramming. And if you were to print a copy of the water crystal of love and gratitude, cut it out and put it on your cell phone, it will dissipate the radiation from your cell phones, from your electronic devices, from your laptops, from your tablets and all of that. And you definitely need to put it on any of the devices that your children are carrying, because your children are still in development. You understand? And to have whole generations of children who are carrying these cell phones without diodes or anything to offset it, and then they're listening and then they're playing all the time, is that we are creating, particularly when they're being fed chicken nuggets and all of this stuff, creating all of this acidity. You're laying foundation for the formation of cancer cells within these children without realizing it. And so we're having to really take the time put our values and our priorities in place, and that we cannot literally create the greatest life for ourselves where we do not have an aspiration towards the greatness in realizing and self-realizing, self-actualizing, and harmonizing with the will of the source of our being for its exaltation as our behavior, as what we aspire towards, is exalting the source of our being as source of our being, exalting the divinity that we have been gifted by virtue of our presence in this realm that is still in eternity, though we are on a planet, in the realm of temporality, corporality, physicality, and materiality. We're still in the realm of eternity, here to master ourselves, because creator knowledge, creation knowledge, and self-knowledge are the trinity for our liberation. And there are so many divinely guided spirits upon the planet that we are cooperating, whether we know each other or not, in giving our gifts for our mutual elevation, for our mutual rise, for our mutual resurrection, because you cannot really give the greatest gift without the greatest intention on behalf of the greatest number. You understand? So if we are just about our own little dot, then there's just so much greatness you're going to come to when you don't have any great aspiration for the wholeness. You understand? So being committed to the wholeness of everything and everybody. So I say that to say that when you are really about liberation, you have to be about the liberation of everything and everybody. You can't just be about your own liberation and have the fullness of the light, the love, the wisdom, the truth, the capacity of influence and whatnot. if you do not have the aspiration towards serving the greatest number, the greatest good. And see, this is how people become millionaires and whatnot, is that they create products and they distribute it to the greatest number. You understand? When we were little, they had Tootsie Rolls and they were like a penny or two. So they produce millions and millions of these Tootsie Rolls and they put them everywhere. You understand? And so they made millions and millions of dollars on penny candy, penny this, a penny that, because they had millions and millions of it. And when you have millions of people buying millions of things, then yes, you can have millions of dollars. All right. The issue for us is coming to a point where we realize that at the end of the path, you're still going to die because you did not have the aspiration towards fulfilling purpose in being. Capitalism has given us the opportunity to capitalize off of the behavior modification and the stupidity of the people, where they'll buy anything. You understand? You could sell anybody something. You understand? You could sell. And people pride themselves on the ability to sell water to fish. You don't just coming up to, we could do any freaking thing. And I'm saying, all that's all well and good, but does that mean that you get out of this alive? Particularly where you already 200 and some pounds overweight, where you've been that way most of your life. You've never known a slim, trim body. You've never known optimum cellular functioning. You have always been dealing with meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, flour, sugar, alcohol, tobacco, and all of this. And now you're on pharmaceuticals. You're on high blood pressure meds. You're having to do dialysis three times. I'm just saying, it's like, no, your mind got to be in a place and space where you know who your source is and what your source is, and be completely committed to it in order to shift this frequency. And no matter where you are, whether you are in a state facility, a federal facility, whether you're in the hospital, wherever you're listening to me from, I'm saying that we are having to come to this place and space where we are literally bathing in the reality of the being present, in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. That's a much higher thought than dwelling in Babylon. You understand? That's a much greater thought than being in the belly of the beast. That's a much greater thought than being in America. You understand? So the greater the thought, the greater the opportunity to rise. The greater the thought, and where the thought is literally immersed in absolute truth, then that gives you leverage over all of the other stuff. We have to realize that we are not here to be the pawns of a system of oppression. We are not here to be steeped in sickness, illness, and disease, and to think that we're here to be cash cows on behalf of those ones who've invested in all of the surgical procedures and all of the tools for surgical procedures and all of these things, and we're just numbers to them. We are not here to be enslaved to appetites and desires. We are here to serve the purposes of existence. We are here to literally glorify and honor the lineages through whom we've come. We are here to ensure the perpetuation of our lineages. We are here to literally self-realize, self-actualize, and to come into the greatest political consciousness possible in self-realization and vivid self-representation as intelligences of existence. Men, the progenitor of lineages, women, the perpetuator of lineages, and to be about the business of perpetuating life. Continue to rejoice in the blessedness of your being and be the blessing you are. With the meeting of the inner circle, I am Adama, the voice of our liberation, our resurrection, and heraldess of the eternal.